Good morning. Our normal lives have changed a lot lately. Everything is different. School, work, church, shopping. For the first time ever, it's okay to wear a mask going into a bank. But sometimes turning everything upside down is a good thing. It's like dumping out the contents of a drawer and searching through the pile to see what's good, organize it, and throw away the rest. We think we have it hard now, but think of what Jesus went through. One minute, crowds are hanging on his every word and cheering him, and then suddenly, he's betrayed by his closest friends, put on trial illegally, and sentenced to 40 lashes with a barbed whip, and to hang on a cross in public until he died. And worst of all, he was alienated from God because he took all of our sin on himself, and God cannot abide sin. At the end of all of that horrible torture, Jesus' body died, and he was placed in a tomb with a really big stone to block the opening, and Roman soldiers were stationed there to guard it. And then something magical happened. When the women came to the tomb on Sunday morning to wash and prepare his body for eternal burial in the grave, they discovered that Jesus had left the tomb on his own and prepared eternal life for us. Today is a day of celebration because Jesus broke the hold of sin and death. The most amazing thing to me is that he didn't have to do it, but he chose to do all that out of love. Love for us so that the barrier between God and ourselves could be torn apart and the seeds of God's amazing love could be planted in our hearts. Those seeds are a gift that should be treasured, watered, and fed so that God's amazing love can grow strong in us. John 3:16 through 17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." So please make time in this different time to sort through what's important. Practice loving each other as deeply as Jesus loved us. Know that this time of everything being so different will pass and things will return to be more normal. But I hope that we come through this with more thoughtful, loving hearts, able to see the world through God's eyes of love. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, may we trust you so deeply in your love that we know it will be okay no matter what. Thank you for your gift of love through the cross and for your gift of heaven where there is eternal life waiting for us. But for now, help us take this time to connect with you more deeply. May your love grow strong in our hearts and lives. Amen.